Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, as you know, today is the first Sunday in Advent and the beginning of the new calendar for this coming year. You know, in the Lutheran Church, and I think in other churches, we go A, B, and C, and then we start all over again. And it's because it's kind of hard to captivate the whole thing. We come to church, and if we go to a Bible study, we kind of learn a little more, and we start understanding. It took me a long time to understand the whole concept of church, because I went to a different church, and it wasn't easy to understand. But most of you have been here for a long time, and you understand, you know, the seasons and all that. So today is this time of Advent. It's a time for preparing our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas. And the church has made a calendar so through the year we learn the life of Christ, because there's a purpose in everything in the church. And it takes a while to understand the whole thing. It took me a while. But a lot of you have been in church most of your life. And what a blessing that is. But it's good to think of how the people, they come to church and don't know everything. It's good to know how to communicate with them, how to give them the gospel, the message of good news. So it's not only the way that Jesus has promised to come to us at Christmas. He came in the past and he come to us now so that we will be able to stand before him when he comes on the last day. Yeah, there'll be a last day. See, those things, when we talk about all those things, we need to understand all that. And you've been here, so you understand, but a lot of people don't. So it's good that we kind of think about people that haven't been to church. So when we present the gospel, we kind of know where they're at. It's very important. Because to us, we can just say, well, you know, this. But a lot of people don't understand the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. So Advent is about coming, but there is more to the coming of Christ than a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Everybody knows that story, right? You know, even non-religious people, a lot of them have tried to get away from Christmas and to celebrate other things. And it's okay, I guess. You know, they even, you know this, they have tried to take away the word Christmas from a lot of things. As I was growing up with my family, I went to Christmas at Del Prado. You probably remember that. And I'll be honest with you, I really didn't know the gospel. Didn't know the whole story. But I would take my family there because it was the thing to do, I guess. But through the years, they've taken the way Christmas away. You know that. You know, but Christians like us, we know the celebration. But a lot of people don't. And that's how they grow up. So it's good for us to understand all that. So when we share the gospel with them, we kind of know a little bit where they're at. Now, the reason that the gospel chosen for this day is the account of Jesus coming to Jerusalem. It reminds us the first coming is not just about a birth, but it's about a perfectly obedient life, a sacrificial death, and the assurance of the resurrection. That's the gospel. There's a story to it, not just a celebration. I mean, it's part of it, and it's good, but we need to know why is it we're celebrating. Jesus rode into Jerusalem in humble majesty to the praise of the Passover pilgrims. Now, they understood Jesus to be the Christ, but they did not understand the full meaning of his coming. See, even back then, a lot of things haven't changed. Still the same. So that means that work for us, that we know the gospel, it never ends. We always have that wonderful blessing to bring the gospel to people of Jesus Christ. And that God loves them and why he did all this. You know, people like me that didn't know the gospel until I was a full-grown man, I understand where the people are when they don't know the gospel. And I try to approach him that way. And I kind of drive and bring him all the way to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a lot of them don't know. Like me, I grew up that way. Not by people didn't try. They probably tried to give me the gospel, but you know how the way I was. I didn't kind of didn't want to listen. Maybe you did, but I didn't want to listen. So it took me a while. So now they understood Jesus to be the Christ, but they did not understand the full meaning of his coming. A lot of people still don't. Why did Jesus come? It's in today's people, they stay with a baby in the manger or the cross, you know, and they can't put the whole thing together. But that's why us, we come to church every Sunday to have it fresh and to have a lot of approaches to different people. Because I believe that that's why God has revealed his saving message to us. So we get to know people. I got to know your pastor, Dave, and he's patient. He was very patient with me. I was, maybe I still am a hard-headed Mexican. But, you know, he had the love and the understanding to present the gospel to me. And I'll be grateful for the rest of for eternity to him for being patient and loving. And then bringing me to his church. So, Jesus knew that a week later would bring beatings, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. He also knew that as he experienced these things, he earned forgiveness for all sins. See, sometimes people don't even think of sins. Today I talk to a lot of people because I have the time. And I know where they're at. Because I was once there. And I start scratching there. Because a lot of grown-ups, they don't know the gospel. They don't know why Jesus came and hung on that cross. See, it's so clear to us. But it isn't to a lot of people. And that's when we have the opportunity to bring him the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we get to know them. See? And we know how they operate, what they're going through. And then we can bring the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what God has done in my life. I didn't understand the whole process. I go, okay, I already know all this. I study, and now what? Well, I get infinite opportunities, infinite different ways, and always with love. You know, in my older age, God has given me so much understanding and love for other people. That's not of my own. I wasn't that way. I was wrong, but God has worked this wonderful miracle that he works on us. And that's why we come to church, to keep hearing the message of good news and to be with our brothers and sisters. So Jesus is God. Jesus is who was and who is to come. A lot of people have problems with Jesus being God. I have very close friends that I've been giving them the gospel for years, and they still have a problem with Jesus. You know, they go, well, I believe in God. But you know what? I don't give up, because it's not me. It's God. And I just love him more and more. The stubborn he is, the more I love him. And I pray for him, you know, because maybe I was there with one time and someone like your pastor, Dave, had the love and the commitment to his Lord to bring the gospel to me. And that's how God has made it for us to do that. That's what we hear, learning. So he comes in the word as we read it and hear it. He comes in the water and word of baptism, and he puts the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on us. He comes with a body and blood, with the bread and wine that we eat and drink. See, all those things God does because I can't believe how God is so patient and loving with us. So we need to get that from God so we can do it to other people. Because, you know, there are people very stubborn, even people very close to us. And they have ways of avoiding us, you know, when we bring in the gospel to them. And they question things. But God gives us the answers in a loving way. You know, I just give him a little bit and then I just leave him alone and I pray for them because it's in God's time. And God will put us in our heart to bring that to them. So he comes to us now and he offers forgiveness. That's the reason he comes to us now in his real presence. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. There are only two ways to appear before the judge on the last day. Either we will have forgiveness that he earned and offer it to us, or we will not. See, a lot of people have problems with sins too. They say, well, you know, I don't sin. But maybe because they don't know the gospel, you know? You see, I can talk that way because that's where I was for a lot of my life. I was there. So when I talk to people, I go, oh, buddy, you're there where I was. So I know that God is merciful and loving. I don't care how stubborn the person is. God has a way. So either we will have forgiveness that he earned and offer us, or we will not. See, a lot of people that are stubborn that way is because they think that they have to earn the forgiveness in their way to heaven. And there's a lot of ways they try. A lot of ways. But God didn't make it that way. If we do not have his forgiveness, then we must show our own deeds. That's why we work so hard to make our deeds good. See? But they're not. Isaiah says, All our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. See, when we go to God's word, it tells us the truth. Jesus says the truth will set you free. Isn't it wonderful? God, in his infinite mercy, has prepared people like your pastor Dave and like me out of nowhere, out of nothing. God provided for me to go to your wonderful seminary in St. Louis. I love that place. I completely love it, you know. You know, the gospel didn't come to me until I was in the seminary. I was in a program that would take me there about four times a year for a week and a half, 2 weeks there, and live with other people, other men, other Hispanic men. I didn't know everybody from other countries Hispanic. They're just as bad as the Mexicans. You know, they had all kinds of different gospels, if I can say that. And there, the pastors that were there with loving care, in a lot of hours, we would start in the morning like 7, and we wouldn't finish till around 8:30 at night. Of course, they would give us lunch and all that. But, you know, and there, God revealed his holy gospel to me. With tears in my eyes, I would go in the chapel and sing to God. God is merciful, and he brings us in a way that we don't even know. And when we get there, my life has completely changed. And look what I'm doing here, standing with you, telling you about love, forgiveness that I didn't even know. So Isaiah says, and it means that even when everything seems to fall into place that we tried, when all seems right with the world, I righteous deeds still have sin when compared with the holy law of God. See, that's the purpose of the law. To compare it and to make us realize and see that we're sinners. The Holy Spirit also caused the Apostle Paul to write in Romans 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Very common words, huh? We fall short. Even for a man like me with English as a second language, I understand that. So if we rely on our own deeds, then we are lost. Jesus himself condemned those who refuse the forgiveness that he earned and now offers. See, Jesus went to the cross in our place. A sinless God went to the cross and paid for your and my sin. Because sins had to be paid for. And now he can forgive our sins. Because he earned it. Jesus himself said that we will hear these words in Matthew 25. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So even before God created all this beautiful world, he already had that plan. You know, when I had a lot of things against my mom and dad. I don't know why, but I did, you know. I mean, that's probably... But anyway, when I learned that God had chosen my parents, my mom and dad, you know, something came over me. And I got on my knees and confessed to God that I felt all these bad things against them. And I went to them and I asked them for their forgiveness. Only God can do that to us, you know? And he knows why he does it, so we can live. So Jesus is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. And right now is Advent. you know, we are planning he's coming. And in the church, we plan he's coming as a babe in Bethlehem, and then we go, you know, to the second coming. See, every year we go around the whole story, and that's the only way we can learn. Now, I have to write everything today. He came in the past for us, and he comes to us now, so that we be able to stand before him in holy righteousness when he comes on the last day. Because he will come back. You know, there's a lot of doctrines, a lot of religions. They make so much stuff out there. You know, on that December nights that they call now, there's a lot of religious groups that go up there. The Atheist Club, this and that. And I always take the time to go and talk to them and to see where they are. And they profess something so different than the gospel. And my heart hurts for that. And I pray for them. Because for some reason, men, we try to do that all the time, you know? But God has taken the time to give us his word. Now, we have a special understanding of the coming of the Christ. We celebrate the baby in the manger, in Bethlehem, along with the rest of the world. But unlike the world, we realize that it's not all there is. We understand that the baby in the manger is also the Savior on the cross. I don't know why men, because I talk to a lot of men, they shy away from Jesus, you know? That's a big problem. And I have listened to them for a long time. I belong to a place where I go and I talk to a lot of men. It's Alcoholics Anonymous. And you'd be surprised with these people. They come up with so many things. When it's my turn, I just don't use the word Jesus Christ, but I use the gospel and everything. And because I have faith that God, through his word, will work on these people. You know, and that's my field. Wherever I go on the beach all the time and walk, and I see the people riding on the bikes with a tie and white shirt, and the people with the little carts, you know, and all those other denominations. And I stop and talk to them just to know and see where they're at. And if I see the same person a couple of times, I give them the gospel. Because, see, I believe there is power in Jesus' gospel. And that's what we do. We trust in the word. So, he is alive once again. It's our living Savior. He now offers forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation to us. There's no other way. As Christians, we especially look forward to the day when he will come again. You know, there's so many doctrines on that. Years of this, years of that. And it's so confusing out there when Jesus put it so simple. In the Lutheran church, it's simple to us. Thank God for this church. You know, I could end up in another church. I thank God that I'm here. I really do. Because I didn't know. I thank God for your pastor, Dave. And sometimes I don't. No, I do. Dave is my dear friend. So as Christians, we especially look forward to the day when he will come again. On that day, this sinful world will pass away. He will make all things new. There will be no longer be any sin or sorrow or pain or sickness. there will be no more death. That day will be the last day for time as we know it. Will be an end, and we shall enter eternity in the loving presence of Almighty God. You know, I use that word a lot with people, and they don't know what to say. Eternity. It's not a very common word out in the world where I hang out. But see, when people that hear it and they get fearful, they don't want to know, it's because they don't know the gospel. So that's how I find out when they act like fearful. I go, okay, he doesn't know the gospel. Okay. So I start him way here, you know, baby steps, little things. And I take my time because thank God, God saw it fit that I'm old. He said, you retire now. But not from his work. We never do that. And that's why I'm here in front of you. So may this season of Advent renew our joy in Jesus Christ, the God who came, who comes, and who is to come. Amen.